Chapter 28, The Baby Wolf and the Lotus.
And so the antelope gathered together a bag to go on a journey all the way up to the lotus flower. Into the bag, she put the field grass, the water for her and the baby elephant she decided to take with her, so that she wouldn't forget anything. She wanted so badly to solve the mystery. Why the army of waves is throwing Kundalini Snake down to the ground. Okay, baby elephant, close your eyes and appear on the lotus in the seventh chakra. And I'll close my eyes too and whoop, I'm here. Oh, baby elephant, you're making progress. What a success that you occurred here in the seventh chakra with me. Good job. Oh, what a flower. What a lovely smell. Oh, elephant. I really don't remember anything. It feels so good to be here. Ooh, so good. It's really pleasant. Really magical here in the seventh chakra.
Hey, antelope, what's up with you? How don't you remember anything? Oh, I'm really hot, even sweating. I remembered something. You must make an agreement with someone on the lotus flower. The person who's sending an army of waves that had thrown down the Kundalini snake. Off balance. Hey, antelope. Woohoo.
Oh, elephant, how good. How good that you reminded me what I must do. What I came here for. Just like in my dreams, I forgot everything. Okay, right, let's call him. Hey, it's us. Hey, we've come to make an agreement. Elephant, but no one's answering. Elephant, maybe a storm has begun. Hold on, what a strong wind. Ooh, I'm gonna be blown down to the ground, just like the snake.
Hold on, antelope. Hold on tightly to this rope I took with us. Hold on, antelope.
Ooh, it's finally ended. The wind has ended. But where is the elephant? Where is baby elephant?
I'm gonna go back to my chakra and get something very important there.
Grab it, whatever it is. The rope that you brought has already been so useful to us.
I'm going to close my eyes and whoop. I'm in my own chakra. Watch what I'll take.
An apple? Where did you get an apple from?
Oh, it's a magical apple. If someone sees it, he won't be able to control his senses and he'll want to eat it immediately. I have a plan. We will put it inside the lotus flower right in the middle, and that someone will definitely see it, but we will be hidden.
Oh, baby elephant, that's a genius idea. What a great plan. Let's close our eyes and we'll appear in the lotus again. Put it in the middle of the lotus flower. Okay, now quickly, let's run and hide. So what do you see? I don't see anything because I've hidden. Do you see something out there, baby elephant? Is something happening with your magical apple? Is anyone coming?
Wait. Someone's coming. Someone's coming. Oh! Antelope, do you know who it is? It's just a baby wolf.
Really? Is he wild?
Ah, no, he's even cute.
But what's he doing?
He came up to the apple, sniffed it, and started to eat it. So I'm gonna take the rope and catch him. Got him.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Wow, I'm just a baby wolf. Why did you catch me?
Wolf, sweet wolf.
Is that you sending an army of waves? Knocking the Kundalini snake off balance so that she falls down and doesn't reach the flower?
Yes, I'm protecting the lotus flower and I was worried that the snake will eat it. Will eat the sweet petals of the flower. Yum.
Sweet, adorable baby wolf. It's all but a fear of yours, a fear. And we need to change it.
A fear. A fear is something that doesn't actually exist. But you imagine it for a long, long time. So it seems to you that it's actually there. That it exists. Try to change your fear. Swap it. With the thought that you will reach the flower. Smell it. And go back down right away, smiling at you. A fear needs to be replaced with the thought that it's actually your friend. Your friend. Say, hey, fear, what's up? Well, I'll see you later. Bye. And immediately imagine something else that you like.
Okay, I'll try, but what if it's actually so, my fear? What if it's true? Could you speak to the snake so she doesn't eat the lotus flower?
Of course, baby wolf. But why is your voice so scary when you're sitting up there on the lotus?
I have no idea. It's just a bit scary when I'm guarding the lotus. Maybe it's just to make everyone cautious about approaching the precious flower.
Oh, I have to go now. But you really helped us. Goodbye, baby wolf.
You can come visit me again.
We will definitely come, but just let the snake up. Let her reach all the way to the lotus flower. Goodbye, baby wolf. Goodbye, baby elephant. I'm going back to my chakra to rest and regain my strength. What will be? Will I be successful in convincing the snake to try again?
Oh, I want to sleep so badly. It was such a long journey.